It's been a year of incredible change. Change that for many of us has been painful and confusing. Change that often feels too much for any one of us to carry. But what if, underneath the surface of all that's been lost, amidst the rubble of what's been uprooted, another story exists? One of opportunity, persistence, and hope. One that not only says you were made for change, but that you were made to thrive through it. Join us as we reflect on and embrace this journey of change, discovering what it means for each of us to lean in, look forward, and reimagine the future together. Over the past few months, as life has been disrupted more times than I can count, I'm reluctantly finding beauty in letting go. Letting go of plans and creating space for God to rearrange aspects of my life. While there was no opportunity to prepare for 2020 and no way to know what might come next, I find I'm walking in new territory. Where fear and anxiety have mostly been strangers to me, I now find that in this season of divisiveness, injustice, and hate, these emotions are present more frequently. I'm more fearful than excited, more anxious than expectant. And yet, I'm comforted by God's word and clinging to His promises. Do not fear is the most commonly used command in the Bible. It's mentioned in one form or another over 365 times. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Do not fear, for I am with you. Each time God speaks, do not fear, He follows it with a promise of His presence and an action He would take. He spoke it to people like Joshua, who faced insurmountable odds, promising He would be Joshua's help. He spoke it to the nation of Israel, who faced an uncertain future, promising His strength as they walked forward. And to people like Isaiah, who were called to stand for justice, God promised His presence. I can't help but think of Esther, a woman in the ancient world who changed the future of an entire nation. Esther was queen, married to Xerxes, king of Persia. She was also a Jew, a fact that remained unknown to her royal husband. When a plot to kill the Jewish people was brought to her attention, she had a choice: keep quiet for her own sake, or speak up for the sake of her people. Speaking up wasn't an easy choice. In those days, even the queen was forbidden to approach the king without first being summoned. The consequences could be death. Yet, with prayer and wisdom, Esther approached the king. With prayer and wisdom, Esther created an opportunity to ask a hard question. With prayer and wisdom, she revealed the plot to kill the Jewish people and identified herself as one of them. With prayer and wisdom, Esther found courage. She took a stand against injustice and changed the future for her people. We too can be like Esther. Regardless of our gender, status, or life circumstances, we can choose courage to ask the hard questions, to say what needs to be said, to stand for what's right, and to demand a more just and compassionate world. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." Change takes courage. And God has given us everything we need to walk in courage through change. Knowing that the presence of God is with us every step of the way, we can move as His hands and feet. We can walk through change with courage and pave the way for a more just and compassionate world. In this next moment, ask God to reveal to you where He is calling you to courage. Father God, help me have courage. Holy Spirit, give me Your presence. Comforter, remind me of Your peace. Amen.